Congressman Chris Van Hollen's victory party took on a festive glow long before positive results were more than just exit polls and wishful thinking. WYPR's Karen Hostler calls it a moment of affirmation after a bruising campaign.
The Democratic race for Barbara Mikulski's Senate seat has long been a choice between the symbolic draw of replacing her with an African-American woman or choosing instead a white male with a far more impressive record. Thanks to what appeared to be a very strong turnout by Chris Van Hollen's congressional constituents, his record overcame the lure of picking Donna Edwards to bolster the slim ranks of Senate women. In his address to the rally, Van Hollen promised to follow Mikulski's example of fighting for Marylanders.
And she understood that the job of a Maryland senator was, yes, to engage in the big battles at the national level, but she also understood you never forget the people back home in our neighborhoods and communities and delivering results on the ground.
Diane Bongiorni, a former constituent of Van Hollen's in Montgomery County, who moved into Edwards' Prince George's County district, offered a story last night that was typical of many such tributes he received during this campaign.
2 years ago, when the Maryland Obamacare rollout was so horrible, I was actually very ill and needed an operation, and I could not get my health insurance. And I called Chris Van Hollen's office.
A Van Hollen aide bullied the Maryland people into giving her health insurance, she said. 10 days later, she had open-heart surgery. But now, when she calls Edwards' office for service,
nobody even returns my call.
As Mikulski proved, sometimes it's the small gestures that are most appreciated. I'm Karen Hostler in Bethesda for 88.1 WYPR.